here at Rosie on the House, a radio program for, designed for, Arizona homeowners. Starting 2022, we'll actually be marking our 35th year on air when we hit the anniversary date of the broadcast. So we've been doing this for a good long while. We've been vetting contractors and putting them on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Only the best of the best ever make it to that website referral network. Our referral network has been voted the best contractor referral network for the last 13 years, consecutively, undefeated title. So we do a lot all week long and on Saturday morning to do whatever we can to educate you, the Arizona homeowner, into the right product, the right process, and the right contractor to use, or the right tools to use if you're trying to tackle it yourself. I went into home building and remodeling back in 1972. As soon as I got my driver's license, I was working construction. My dad was a doctor, and he said, "You'll never make it as a doctor unless you stop fainting at the sight of blood." So I decided, oh, well, that saved me about 8 years of college. I'll just go out and be a carpenter. And I've loved working with my hands ever since, meeting great people who want their homes remodeled. It's what we do at Rosie on the House, try and become every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
We were talking about all the people coming here and, you know, not knowing when the next slowdown will occur. How many people from Virginia you think are coming here now after the getting stuck on 95 for
30 hours?
Oh, man.
Stuck in a car 30 hours with children.
And, you know, with children, it's made me go update our, you know, preparedness package. We've got different levels of preparedness for your home, but we also have one of always what
travel
to carry
bag
in your vehicle.
Yeah.
I put a deck of cards in that after this.
Perfect.
Because, you know, you've got the time when you're sitting there stuck to keep them entertained.
One of the great stories that came out of that unfortunate event was how
the
many...
The guy that got stuck with a $600 Uber ticket?
No. How many people said that we're actually out in the snow knocking on windshields. Do you need water? Do you need crackers? They were sharing. The few people that were prepared were sharing what they had. Now, you and I were in Washington, D.C. the last time that happened, and all I had to hand out was Arizona real estate cards.
You know, the one thing that they had an advantage of here that you wouldn't likely get in Arizona, because I don't know of a time anyone was ever stuck on the freeway in Arizona for 30 hours, but there have been accidents on I-10 and in dust storms where 6 hours, 10 hours was not uncommon. Somebody here, if you had a cup, you could just walk out, fill it up in the snow, bring it in, and when it melts, you have water. You stuck on I-10 by Picacho Peak,
Black Canyon. You
don't have any water, you can't go turn that sand into water. That you could turn that snow into water. So there was an advantage there that they had that you wouldn't if you got stuck in Arizona. So make sure you have it. Don't store that water in plastic. And make sure you turn it over every, you know, month or so. You don't want to keep contained water much more than a month. You know, make sure you refresh that. Use it to water a plant or something and then fill it back up.
If it's nothing else, just taking a handkerchief and wetting your neck with it. I mean... you shouldn't be driving anywhere in Arizona without a couple gallons of water sitting in your car. That's for sure.
Yeah.
At the very least.
So you can find that in that entire article in the preparedness. It blows my mind how many, when you ride with somebody, how many people just don't have the basics, a jumper cable, a tire repair kit, a tire iron. I mean, just that. And they get stuck, and what do? Well, they call somebody to come help. You shouldn't have to do that. For minor things.
That's Boy Scout in you, Romy.
Forget jumper cables, man. I kicked it up a notch. I got a battery pack for Christmas.
All right, good.
Oh, man, it's 3-in-1. I got the cables for the battery, air compressor to blow up a tire, LED light. I mean, this thing's amazing. And once a month, I'll charge it up, make sure it's fine, and rock and roll. Make neighbors that way, too.
You make neighbors that way, for sure. And you, who like to get out on the Arizona road, you know, you get back to a trailhead and you get...
Yep. How'd you know that story?
Those little jumpers are very valuable to have in the car, for sure. The guys that travel with me on the back roads of Arizona, they say, Rosie, your truck is like a rolling O'Reilly's Autoport Star and a Walgreens drugstore. You have everything you need. I said, no, I got a lot of stuff, but everything I need, I probably left on the shelf at the garage.
Funny how that works.
Oh, man. Well, we're here every week. Our website is here every single day, rosieonthehouse.com. It's where you can go find contractors. You can find tips on the right way to do things here in Arizona. We want to throw out a big welcome all month long to all the newcomers. If you know a newcomer, make sure they know Rosie on the House, because we do things different here than where they came from, and we don't want them making any expensive or crazy mistakes.